Welcome to Shomach Shavah and the Daf Shir sponsor Luinish Basar Biakushom Leabasitzchok. We only have the Zoro Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara starting the bottom of the previous Amud tells us that if a guy is going to Tarfus, which is a place where they have a Vidazara, he's dealing over there, so then he's not allowed to do business with him when he's going, because he's going to be Moedit to Zavidazara. But when he comes back, he could do business with him because he's my Dehavav. But he surely goes to Tarfus. So the Alicho, when he's going, is mutter. Why? Because maybe he's going to change his mind. Maybe he's going to do tshuva. He's not going to go. But b'chazor is also kivan de'avigbo mehader other ozil. Because he's connected to it, he will never leave. He's going to go back and go back to Tarfus afterwards. The Ma'arik in tshuva, in Shurish Kuv Samech, brings a fascinating story. So a person sends a shayla to the Ma'arik about his wife, got a little depressed and upset on him. And she went to the house of the goy, went to the house of the priest, and she announced that she wants to convert to Christianity. But then she changed her mind, and she wants to come back home. And the question is, do we have to be choishish that she actually converted? Do we have to be choishish also for inyon iznus? So the Ma'arik says that the fact that she says, I want to go and convert, doesn't make her already a mumer l'chola to her kula. We're not treating her as a mumer. And he brings it right from our Gemara, because in our Gemara it says, the people that go in the Tarfus, even though they're traveling to the Tarfus, they're already doing something towards it. You say you may do business with them because they may change their mind. So says the Ma'arik, of course over here, she actually changed her mind. She says, I'm not going to convert, so I don't have to assume that she converted. So right from here, she's not a mumer just by the fact that she intended to do it. We can add to this that the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Tes says, Tabay Am Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zam Etzayv, Machshava Ruah L'Maisa. A bad machshava doesn't join the ma'aseh. So just having a bad machshava is not so bad. Now the Gemara there continues and says, that's everything but machshavas avodah zarah. Machshavas avodah zarah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzarif l'ma'aseh. But the Rosh and Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph Simin Hei, he says clearly not like that. He says that it says Hashem Hashem, Hashem koidim sheyechto, Hashem ha'acha sheyechto. Kadosh Baruch Hu is there before he does the chet, and is there after he does the chet. So he says, why do you need to have the midas harachim before the chet? So we talk about somebody who is intending to do an aveir, and still Kadosh Baruch Hu is not punishing him, even though he's intending to do an aveir. And he says, "Inami, he's intending to do avodah zarah." And even though he has the machshava to do avodah zarah, he's still Kadosh Baruch Hu is not punishing him. Hi, the Gemara in Kedushin says that Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzar machshava lemaisei by avodah zarah. So that's only after he does the avodah zarah. But before he does the avodah zarah, so then the machshava Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish him. So the Korban Nisal on the spot asked, the Gemara there in Kedushin brings a story of somebody who he was about, he did a mitzvah, and he right away died. And the Shaila was, why did he die? They said he had a machshava v'dezor, but he didn't do that v'dezor. So Korban Nisal says a big chiddush, he says, when does the Kadosh Baruch Hu na mitzvah machshava l'maisa, we had the opportunity to do the maisa. He didn't do the maisa, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't join the machshava, even the machshava v'dezor to the maisa, until the maisa is done. But if he died before he did the maisa, then Kadosh Baruch Hu does punish him on machshava only. And some of the Achronim come to argue with that. But Al-Kulpani, what the Rosh is teaching us, that even by the Zorah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not taking Machshava only to punish it. And that fits very much with our Gemara. That's what the Ma'arik is saying. The fact that you have a Machshava to do something wrong doesn't make it bad until he does it L'maisa. So the Chafetz Sofer over here asks the Chor Bom Bekasha and the Ma'arik. He says, what is the Gemara just saying here? He says, you can do business when a Goy comes back from the market, from the Trefus, and you also can do business with the Yisrael who's just saying he's going, but he didn't go yet. Says the Chafetz Sofer, maybe Enichami is a mumer. All I'm saying is, you can do business with him. I'm not assuming that this money is going to be money of avodah zarah. But who said that he's not considered to be a mumer, that we consider him to be, that he is avodah zarah? That's a question of the Chafetz Sofer. But the chur of the answer is, based on what the Gemara says later. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that when Yisrael comes back, now that he's back, he's worse than a goy. Why is he worse than a goy? Because the avik bo, he's connected to it, and the other Adavaz is going to go back to worship it again. Says the Meir, why is that so? Why, when a Yisrael connects with the Zohar, it's worse than the Goy? So he says, maybe a psychological idea. He says, for him, it's something new. Something which is, you know, exciting. It's something which is different, which is not part of the day-to-day. It's different than everybody else. So he's going to be more devoted to it than anybody else. He's going to be more devoted than a Goy. So actually what the Ma'arik is saying is like this. If a Yisrael is connected to avodah zarah, he is considered to be a complete mumer, and he's much worse than a guy. You see, when he comes back, he's worse than a guy. So the only way to say that when he's going, you could do business with him, because he's not considered to be a mumer. If you would be a mumer, you'd not be able to do any business with him. And as the Gemara says right away, the Gemara says that the Yisrael mumer bein ba'alich min chazar asur. So al-kachar-kach, that when he's going, he's not considered to be a mumer at all. Because the fact he's intending to do Yavid Azaro doesn't make him Oyvid Avid Azaro. That maybe is the Raya of the Marik. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.